Last night, the Tampa City Council rejected a proposal by a citizens advisory group to reduce property taxes in the city and instead voted to keep it at the same as last year's level. The citizens advisory group suggested reducing the property tax rate by 5% and covering the $8 million in lost revenue with money from reserve funds, but the council rebuked the group's idea on a 6-1 vote. Councilmember Mary Mulhern was the lone dissenter. The Citizens Advisory Council was made up of representatives of the community named by each council member, though Councilman Thomas Scott did not name a representative. Mary Mulhern's representative on the council was Mark Anderson, who was also a news volunteer for WMNF. We spoke with him this afternoon and asked if he was surprised that the property tax rollback was rebuked nearly unanimously.
On one hand, I'm disappointed, but on the other hand, I think we had very little time to prepare the recommendations. Council had very little time to bounce the opinion of the committee against the opinion of the city finance staff. And so I think that's what resulted in the rejection of the proposal. I think next year what we look forward to is to work more continuously with the city during the year instead of at the very end of the budget cycle to give us some more time to work with the city staff and to share information among city council members, the committee members, and city staff members.
Was there any other interaction with the city before city officials before last night?
Yes, there was. It was fairly limited, though. I think one of the premises that we were working under this year was that all of our interaction with the city was funneled through one individual. And that proved to be a serious flaw in as much as it created time lags and it also reduced the actual amount of information flow. So one of the things we've requested of the city for the next year is to work directly with subject matter experts in the various city staffs, be it city finance department or the utilities or parks and rec or what have you.
There's been such a clamor, of course, for property tax relief at the state level, and the city and the county, and Hillsborough County in the last few years has reduced property taxes to react to the community, basically. There's been almost a little bit of a mini tax revolt here in the state in the last few years. Councilman John Dingfelder, before his vote last night, said that, in fact, the council had already cut the property tax rate by 12% in the past 4 years. So I guess the idea being that the council figures they've done enough, and also not knowing what's going to come down from Tallahassee in terms of, well, we won't have an Amendment 5, but who knows what the state's going to come back with in the future. Do those reasons make sense to you at all?
I think two things on that. I think certainly Congress member Dingfelder's trepidation about what might happen in the future is real and is understandable.
Councilmember Dingfelder.
I think, though, what we have to understand is although property tax rates have fallen, the actual amount of property taxes people pay hasn't really fallen that much. The city's revenue from property tax sources, which is going to be around $160 million in fiscal 09, has really been flat for the last year or so, but has only dropped just marginally. And it went up, you know, very, very rapidly in the 3 years prior to that. So, yes, it's true that the property tax rate has dropped, but the actual property taxes people are paying hasn't dropped that much. And, in fact, if you're a non-homesteaded person, if you're a business owner, if you're a second homeowner, or if you bought recently, your taxes haven't gone down much at all. In fact, they've probably gone up substantially. So the people who are reaping any benefit are the homesteaded individuals. So it's very lopsided changes to the tax codes in the last couple of years.
There were other proposals that you did bring forth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us about them?
Yes. One of them we've already covered, and that is how we want to work together next year, which is working together continuously during the year and not have a discrete, compressed analysis cycle at the end. One of the other recommendations we made is to challenge, to try to lay down a challenge to the city to reduce fuel consumption, gasoline, diesel, and as well as electricity. We'd also recommended a challenge to convert as much of the city's fleet to more fuel-efficient vehicles and vehicles which use different technologies such as natural gas, biodiesel, hybrid technology. So we recommended that the city undertake a hard goal, say to reduce or change out 10% of their fleet to the more fuel-efficient, greener vehicles, as long as the cost situation does not go negative, as long as it's cost effective to do that. So that was another area of recommendation we gave the city.
And just to go back on that,
the council, rather,
in terms of reducing fuel consumption, did you actually provide any thoughts about where they could do that?
We cited one example. The example we cited in terms of fleet size and the makeup of the fleet was the Tampa Police Department. The Tampa Police Department has approximately 1,200 vehicles assigned to it and a total headcount of just under 1,300. So it's virtually one vehicle for every person in the Tampa Police Department, whether you're a sworn officer or not. And that, on the surface, again, we didn't have a lot of time to do detailed analysis, seems that that would merit taking a deeper look next year.